Have your Bible, turn with us more in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, if you have your place, stand and honor the Word of God. Matthew chapter 11, verse 2. The Bible says, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed be he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Amen. Do appreciate the word of God this morning. I'd like to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought. Art thou he? Art thou he? As we see this today, and you can get this picture, and I want to try to help you to see where we're at here. And now, John Baptist was a great man of God. How do you know it? Because Jesus said he was. Amen? And so we see John, and he's in the prison. And now you know the story. John Baptist knew the Lord Jesus Christ. John Baptist was one that was pointing to the Savior. He said, "There's got to come a man." And he said, "I'm not him, but said there's a one coming." Amen? He looked down the road, down there at Jordan one day. He's a baptizing. Look down into the sun, and praise God, here come across a hump, the precious Lamb of God. And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Amen. John knew who Jesus was. But we see that John was there baptizing, and the Lord come to him. And Jesus said, "Hey," I said, "I need to be baptized." He said, "Oh, wait a minute, Lord. I need to be baptized with thee." And he said, "Suffer it be so that the scriptures may be fulfilled." Amen. Glory be to God. He said, John baptized our Lord Jesus Christ in the river Jordan, and said, when Jesus come up out of the water, praise God, the heavens opened up. Glory be to God. And said, there's a voice from heaven that said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And the Spirit of God landed like a dove and said, "Upon him, amen." Glory be to God. And this world ain't been the same since. Glory to God. There was something happened on that blessed day. Old John got to see it. Amen. The power from on high. I got to look up in a glimpse of glory. I'm glad today, every now and then, a good God of glory just lets us just have just a little peek. Amen. Amen. I believe what's happening this morning, we're just getting a little peek. Amen. Glory God. Let's looking up into the portals of glory, seeing what God wants to do for us. You know, this morning, if we could ever realize what God's done for us, if we could ever realize what Christ Jesus has done for us, amen. But we need to ask ourselves, art thou he? Is he the one? Is he the one that's made the change in your life? Is he the one that's come to where you're at? John knew where Jesus was. Amen. He knew who he was. Praise God. Knew the power that he had. And they took John, Bible says, and they locked him up in jail. And now you see what takes place. Jesus goes into the wilderness and he's fasted for 40 days. And afterwards the Bible said that he was tempted. Amen. The devil come along and he tempted the Lord, and the Lord rebuked him by the word of God. Amen. He said, "You go on down the road, devil. He's one that I'm serving, and one that I'm worshiping, and one that I'm following." He said, "He's the only one I need, and I don't need no help from the likes of you." Amen. So he comes back down, and when he gets back down, he finds out old John Baptist had done been thrown in jail. See, old John, he wasn't giving in, and he wasn't compromising. See, there was an old wicked king named Herod, and he took Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and took her unto himself. And old John Baptist looked in between Beak and Bill, and he said, "Listen, King," he said, "if you won't ever mount anything, you're going to get out of your sinful ways. Amen. You're going to have to quit your sinful actions." And praise God, old King didn't like it, and Herodias didn't like it. And because of that old wicked thing, praise God, old Herod took John Baptist and cast him into jail. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. I mean, a man of God. And old John Baptist, he's down there in jail, and he's seeing all these things transpire around him. And I believe old John Baptist, he began to think about the things that took place, the things he's seen, but he had a momentary lapse of faith. You ever have a momentary lapse of faith when you get in a situation, you get in a hospital room, and you look around and you say, Lord, where are you now? I want to say praise be to God. He's the same glory. He's the same place He's always been. He's high, lifted up, sitting on the throne with you on His mind. Amen. Glory be to God. He will never leave you or forsake you. Praise God. When you go through those deepest valleys, praise God, that's when He's plowing along with you. Amen. Old John Baptist there in the prison. Momentary lapse of faith. You know, it's easy when you're locked up to be discouraged. Amen. Your little mama lack of faith and a little bit of... Did you ever get discouraged? We're living in an hour a day of discouragement. Amen. We're living in a day and hour when He said that our faith will wax, that these things will wax worse and worse around us. We see things getting bad everywhere. And if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll begin to get discouraged. But listen, church, we ought to be encouraged this morning because God said it'd be this way. Amen. Well, through the authority of the Word of God, we have a written down pen for us this morning that says, hey, it's going to get worse and worse. He said, but then there's coming an end. Hey, praise God. I'm looking for the end because the end is only the beginning for a child of God. Amen. Amen. When we get the end of ourselves, praise God, we can begin to live. Amen. But our faith begins to wax weak. We begin to lapse into some self-pity, if you will. We say, you know, why is this always happening to me? Old John, he got into a little discouraged, maybe got a little lonely. Maybe he thought he was the only one trying to plow along this fight of faith. Do you ever feel like you're the only one? Amen. Oh, Elijah thought he was the only one. He said, Lord, I'm the only one left that's not bowed to need a bell. And the Lord said, hey, listen. He said, you crazy thing. He said, I've got folks all over this country, 7,000, praise God, that's never bowed to need a bell. Amen. It's still shouting the praises of God around the throne of grace. Praise God. I'm going in before God, praise God, and just magnify Him for who He is. Amen. 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 God's always got a remnant. Praise God. I want to be, Brother God, a remnant for Jesus. Amen. When this thing's all said and done, praise God, I want to be found faithful. Amen. To the precious Lamb of God. But the Bible said that there's going to be a great falling away. We're living in a time of great falling away. Amen. See, we've come up, and I'm going to get into the message in a minute. I'm just trying to feel the Lord here. Amen. Trying to go, I don't want to be disobedient this morning. See, we're living in the day and the hour when people are, things is waxing worse and worse, and people are, instead of drawing close to the Lord, amen, they're going further and further away. And I'm afraid to say that in this United States of America, that used to be a republic founded upon the things of God, that we've pushed Him back, and we said we'll go our own way. And praise be to God, our own way is not God's way this morning. And I'm afraid we've pushed back generation after generation. We've dropped the ball, young, and praise God. And God said, hey, if you want to run with it, you go ahead, but praise God, I can help you if you'll let me. Amen. But we messed up. We get discouraged. Instead of coming to a place of encouragement in Christ Jesus, the righteous, the Lord. Amen. We run to everything else in the world. Amen. And our children, hey, you know what's happened to them? They're following after us. They're chasing the same things we are, trying to be satisfied. And I told you before that our children are going to be 20% less faithful to God than what we are. Statistics. Amen. If we're not faithful to God, then our children are not going to be faithful to God. And you just do the math. Now, I'm not real smart this morning, but you do the math. After about 3 generations, we've got an ungodly bunch. What's happened to America? Amen. Because some mamas and daddies, praise God, haven't been faithful to the things of God. They haven't took God serious. Amen. We need to take God serious. Why? Because He's done so much for us. Amen. And He wants to do more. That's the amazing thing this morning. He's done so much already, and He wants to do more. Amen. God wants to pour out help in abundance. Hey, He's got it. Hey, if He had to, He'd bankrupt the portals of glory for me and you if He had to. But He won't have to because He owns it all. He's got it all. Amen. So John was beginning to wonder here. He was a little discouraged. His faith is a little weak. He is a little lonely. He said, Lord, you know,
If you're truly the God of glory, he said, why are you leaving me to anguish in this prison? Amen. Why are you? Why haven't you done come got me out? And the Lord said, Lord speaks to him. He asked the question, he said, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now he done seen the manifestation of God. Amen. He done seen who God himself had spoke to his heart, showed him who Jesus was. I wonder how many of us this morning, praise God, that God's already spoke your heart and manifest Jesus to you, showed you who Jesus was, showed you the power that he had. Amen. How many of you seen the power of Jesus? Amen. I bet everybody in their hand, everybody here ought to be able to raise their hand. So I've seen the manifestation of Jesus. I've seen what he can do. I know how much he loves us. I know how much he cares. I know what he wants to do for me this morning. Amen. But then Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 4, go and show John again. Did you get that? I didn't get that. It was just like that word just jumped out off the page and grabbed me. He said, go show him again. Amen. Hey, that's what God needs to do for me and you. He needs to show us again, praise God, what he's done in days of old. I've seen God move. I've seen him save souls. I've seen him lift up the wicked. I've seen him undergird them, praise God, and carry them along in the right way. We've seen that, praise God, in this day and hour that we live. We've seen the mighty hand of God as he stirred, praise God, in this land. We've seen when people would fall on their face in a humble attitude and cry out to God what he could do. Amen. We've seen it, praise God. Hey, Lord, I ask God, just do again, God, that you've done in days of old. Praise God, stir in the heart of your people. Help me be stirred. Amen. We're living a day and our people's discouraged. They're giving up, they're quitting, they're kicking out. Amen. Instead of crying out, say, Lord, do it again what you've done in days of old. We're kicking out and saying, what's the use? I tell you, youngins, look around you this morning. Look around you, look at all these little old youngins, these little ones that's on the way. Praise God. Hey, listen, it's worth it. Amen. To stay the good fight of faith. Hey, there's nowhere to quit on God this morning. We need to stay the course. We may get scared. We will get discouraged. Amen. Our faith will be tested. Our faith will be tried. Amen. But praise be to God, we just got to be confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to put 1 John chapter 5, said, we got our confidence in the Lord. Amen. It's not in this old world. We just have to trust in him. Amen. He said, go show John again. He said, show him again those things that you've seen. Those things which you do hear and see. Amen. He said, go show him. He said, fellas, go to Jesus and ask him. He said, are you the one, or do we look for another? Art thou he? I ask you this morning, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ the one you're looking for? Amen. Is he the one you're getting your hope and your help from? Is he the one that's encouraging, praise God, stabilizing your life? We're living in an unstable world. Amen. I tell you, this thing's just a big... I told the boy fellas in the prayer, this is just a big powder keg just waiting for somebody to light the fuse. Amen. I figured wake up this morning and they'd be riding. Well, they're riding all over the world. I mean, all over the United States. New York City, they're busting windows and burning police cars. What's up with that? It's ungodliness this morning, amen. Ungodly. Instead of praying for people and trying to get them where they need, trying to encourage them in the right path, praise God, we resort to destructive means. Why? Because that's the way of the world. The world is a destructive place. That broad path is a path of destruction. But praise be to God, I thank God for that narrow path. Amen. Yes, praise God that Jesus made for us. Amen. And Jesus said, hey, listen. He said, you go and show John again those things. He said, go and show John the fulfilling of prophecy that you've seen. Amen. Jesus said, hey, you've seen fulfilling of prophecy. Right before, hey, we're seeing fulfilling of prophecy right before us. He said it'd wax worse and worse. He said it'd be like Sodom and Gomorrah. He said the queers would come out of the closet. He said, praise God. He said, that's the way it'd be in the last days. He said, the way it was in Noah, when they just forgot about God and been about their way, drinking and eating. eaten in marriage and given in marriage. He said, hey, he said, you can see it prophesied. We're right there today. Amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we're right at the end. Amen. We're getting to see, are you listening to? We're getting to see the end. This thing's almost finished. If you're going to get in, you better get in now. Amen. Because if not, you're going to be left out. And you may be left behind. Amen. I tell you what, ain't no way in the world I'd want to not be part of this last day. Amen. With every fiber in my being, I want to be a part of it. I wouldn't take nothing for the good fellowship we had here yesterday. I mean, God just moved in. We worked hard, but praise God, God was just in it, and it was a blessing. Amen. And I know every fellow that's here had other things he could have been doing. These ladies here had other things they could have been doing. But you know what? We come together, praise God, to do that at the house of God and to worship fellowship together, and it was good.
Amen.
Amen. We enjoyed it. Hey, listen, we better get practiced up because this thing's almost finished.
Amen.
We're going home, praise God, shortly. In a little while, it'll all be over. We need to be ready. At one of these days, Brother Bill, there's going to be a trump and a shout. There won't be no time to make it right then. We better be ready. Amen. We better need to begin to see the prophecy fulfilled. He said, go show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. He said, hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, you go and you tell him. Amen. You tell him again, you show him again those things that he already knows. See, I want to say to a child of God, a saint of God, praise God, that's been saved, that's been born again from on high. Amen. It's been gotten by the Word and by the Spirit. Praise God. And that's living inside them. They know what truth is. We may get discouraged. Amen. Our faith may become weak. But praise God, as long as we know who we've got faith in. That's the main thing. Amen. Our faith may be weak. But praise be to God. I want to say our faith comes from God. He gives it to us. Amen. Glory be to God. When our faith get weak, we just got, hey, glory to God. Just remember who gave it to us. Amen. A great big God of glory, amen, that has all power this morning. We've got to learn to lean on Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. What a promise. Amen. He said, hey, he said, we're fulfilling Scripture here. Prophecies before your eyes. Look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 32, or 35. Isaiah chapter 35. In verse 4. He says, say to them that are fearful in heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Amen. That's a promise. He said, Almighty God will come to where you're at when you need Him. Amen. Now listen to verse 5. He said, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, hey, fellas. He said, you just carry word back to old John B. And you just tell him, praise God, that there's a God of glory, and He changeth not. And praise God, what He said and what He's been done, or what you've been told by the old prophets of old. He said, praise God, it's being fulfilled before your eyes. And glory to God. He said, it'll continue to be fulfilled. Amen. He said, the blind receive their sight. Those that are blind in their trespasses and sins. Those that can't see the right way. Amen. Because the blindness of this world, it's all around us today. People are blinded by this world. We can't see, praise God, and it's out to just suck us down and to suck every bit of energy out of us. But praise be to God, He's a God of glory. He said, hey, He come to release you from that, and He's come to give you sight so that you can see. Amen. He said He'll relieve their sight. The blind will receive their sight, and the lame will walk. He said the lame's going to leap like a roe. They're going to leap like a hart. Amen. He said, you're going to have that power. Amen. Amen. He said, hey, those legs that was weak and feeble because of sin, praise God, he'll energize them and he'll give you that strength, praise God, to leap and bound for God, just like that fella did who was blamed from his mother's womb and was set outside the gate beautiful, praise God, when Jesus, Peter and John come along, and Peter said, hey, he said, silver and gold have I none. He said, I ain't got a thing to give you of myself. You can look, my pocket's empty. He said, hey, he said, such as I have, I'll give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Amen. Glory be to God. And at that very minute, that very instant, that man received strength in his leg. I never walked before. Didn't even know how to put one foot, hey, in front of the other. But the Bible said that because he believed in Jesus, that the lame leapt up. Praise God. He didn't crawl up. He didn't have to. Hey, he leapt up. And he run and he jumped and he cried, magnified God.
Right, sir.
Amen. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about what Jesus can do. Amen. What Jesus can do in your life. See, we're putting too much confidence in this world. We're putting too much confidence in ourselves. We need to put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, show again. He said, there art thou he. He said, show him again what I've already done. Show him again, probably, praise God, those days of old. Hey, listen, go back in your mind, youngins. If you're ready to quit and you're ready to cast in the towel, praise God, go back again in your mind to the marvelous day when God worked in your life. Amen. Go again. Amen. He said the lepers are cleansed. Amen. Look at Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, in verse 4, the Bible says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Amen. Said he's bore our grief. He's carried our afflictions. Look back at John chapter 8. I mean Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. He said, when the even was come, they brought on him many that were possessed of devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. What's wrong with you this morning? What do you need? Amen. He said, you got it in the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ says, God, whatever ails you, he can cover it this morning if you'll let him. He said, verse 17, said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He said, Jesus Christ himself, amen, he took our infirmities. He said, that's that lack of strength. He said, when you feel weak, when you feel overcome, praise God, just raise up your hand of glory and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to say glory to God. When you go to magnify the Lamb of God, glory to God, the power of God will come upon you. Amen. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen folks laying in a hospital bed right at the gate of death. Amen. And the praise of God, you get to praying with them, talking to them about the Lord, and the Holy Ghost of God move upon them, and they didn't have enough strength to even move, but praise God, all of a sudden they'd throw up a little feeble hand and they'd begin to wave at the glory. Amen. And a smile come upon their face. Glory be to God. Don't you tell me that God, he can't come to where you are. He knows the feeling of your infirmity. He knows, praise God, when you're weak, and he knows what you need when you need it. Amen. Glory be to God, if we could just have this confidence in him. Praise the Lord that he knows our infirmities and he bears our sicknesses. Amen. We're sin sick. Amen. We're sin sick. Well, the world is sin sick. Brother Bill said in Sunday school, well, he's right. Amen. We're sinners. We're either saved sinners or lost sinners. But we're all sinners. Amen. But he said, praise be to God that he bare our iniquities. Amen. He bared our sicknesses. Amen. The lepers, he said, they're cleansed. Amen. That leprosy, that was a type of sin. He said, praise God, that sin is taken away by the precious Lamb of God. Ain't you glad you have an advocate with the Father? Amen. Ain't you glad you got a substitute that took your place on the cross of Calvary? Bless his holy name. And he says, not only that, he said, but the deaf are hearing. He said, those people that used to turn... didn't want nothing to do with the Lord. Didn't want to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't want to hear about nothing. Amen. All of a sudden, they begin to listen. Amen. I want to say, when you begin to listen to Jesus, he'll speak to your heart.
Amen. Praise God. He'll speak to you. Praise God. He'll speak in a way that, amen, to get your attention. Bless His holy name. He said the dead are raised. Now this goes, now listen here. Now this goes beyond, this is not prophesied. Amen. This goes beyond prophecy. He said, not only did he heal the lame and heal the leopard and cure the blind, but say, praise God, He raised the dead. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wish He could still do that. He's still doing it today. Because when you was lost, you was dead in your trespasses and your sins, praise God. He came to where you were. He touched you in your heart. Praise God. He lifted you up and lifted you out, praise God. Glory to God, you ought to take a lap this morning and just say, I'm a child of the King, praise God. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was dead, praise God, but now I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah this morning to God. What a promise we've got. Praise His holy name. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Amen. He said, you go tell John, praise God, not to worry in the prison house. He was dead, but I'm God Almighty. I'm going to bring him and make him alive. John said, well, I may lose my head. He said, he may take your head, but he can't take you alive. Amen. Jesus said of John, he said, hey, there's none other like John. Amen. Great man of God. He said, but even saying that, he said, hey, the kingdom of heaven are greater than John Baptist. Because Jesus had come out, and he come out, when he came down from temptation in the wilderness, and they said, Lord, they took old John Baptist. He's over in the prison house. Jesus said, well, it's time to preach the kingdom. Amen. Kingdom of God. He said, it's at hand. Amen. He said, you tell John, just take his ease over in the prison house. Amen. You tell him, just keep a preaching a good word and believing in faith. He said, I'll take it from here. John said, I've got a decrease. He's got to increase. He said, hey, you tell John why he's decreasing over there in the jailhouse. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, he's increasing, praise God. And hey, he said, I'm just going to preach the kingdom. God, it's near, praise God, even nigh unto thee. He said, today, he said, you just reach out and touch it. And those that are blind, those that are lame, those that are deaf, amen, those that are leprous in their sin, praise God, he said, I'll come to them where they're at, and I'll save them out of that, and I'll deliver them. Amen. He said, well, preacher, how does he do that? I'll tell you how he does. He said, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. He said, there's an external force in the universe. Amen. For a long time, the old devil and Satan, Slewfoot, and the deceiver had his reign here. He's still the prince and the power of this present world that we live. Amen. That's why he fights us sore. That's why we have such a hard time. But praise God, on that glorious day when Jesus said it was finished, amen, he took the keys of death and hell, amen, and he put them up. He said, devil, you'll never get a hold of them. Them belong to me. Amen, you have no authority in that position, and I'm just going to take these keys that belong to me, and I'm going to do with them what I want from now on. I'm going to direct life. Amen, I'm going to be the giver of life, and I'm going to direct death. Amen, devil, you ain't got no say-so anymore. Amen, when it comes to spiritual things, this world, amen, there's an external force that's taken over. Amen. He's manifesting himself. See, that's why this old world is in such an uproar. The devil, he's trying his best to have one last heyday. And he'd like nothing better than to have that heyday in your heart this morning. Amen. He'd like to run rampant in your heart just one more time before his day is ended. Because he knows, the devil's a whole lot smarter than me and you. Amen. He knows that his days are numb. Hey, he can see the things going around. He can see the prophecies being fulfilled. The devil can see that. He knows his days are numb. He knows he's just about out of time. Amen. He said, whatever we do, he said, we better do quickly. Amen. Because he's this thing's about over. He said, that external force is coming on this world. Amen. You say, well, preacher, all these things that's happening, you know, why aren't God intervening? Because God's got His hand, He's directing it all. You think these things are just happening on purpose? No. God directs men. God sets up kingdoms and He brings them down.
He's not, hey, this don't take him by surprise. But there's an external force. He said the gospel's being preached. And he said there's an internal force. He said people's beginning to listen. Amen. He said people's beginning to hear that there's a precious Lamb of God that gave Himself for the sins of the world, and they're running to Jesus. Amen. When their faith gets weak, praise God, they're looking at who they've got their faith in, and they're being encouraged. When they're lonely, praise God, and they feel isolated, they're looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're getting strengthened. Amen. The devil sees this. He said, trying to play havoc with the world, he tries to play havoc with your mind. But there's an external force, praise God, that's playing in here. And there's an internal force to those that are receptive to the gospel. Those that receive it gladly. Amen. Didn't that what Peter told the folks in Acts? He said he preached the gospel. He said those that received it gladly were added to the church every day, such as should be added. Amen. Yes, yeah, such as should be saved. Those as being added to the church daily. Amen. Through salvation, through believing, through that internal force. Amen. It's, hey, it's getting past that external force that's against us and receiving an internal force. Amen. We are empowered people when we trust in Christ. Amen. Boy, I wish you young people, listen, when you get up here and sing, I can trust Jesus, amen, you need to sing it from your heart. Say, I know who I can trust. I know who my Redeemer is. I know where my power comes from. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. That we were dead and He raised us from the dead. Said, upon the poor He's preached the gospel, had the gospel preached to them. He said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Amen. He said, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. To have a reason to be offended in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why would you? What a reason? Can you give me a reason why you'd be offended about it because of Jesus Christ? But you know, if we ain't very careful, we'll hang our head. We get in a crowd and we, instead of asking blessing our food or whatever we used to do, we'll hang our head and sit there like we're whooped. Why would we be afraid, ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ? We've no reason to be ashamed of Him. Amen. Everything He done, praise God, is our pride. We should be willing to magnify the precious Lamb of God, to sing the songs of Zion to this old wicked world. They're not ashamed to sing theirs to us. Amen. You pull up to a red light and there's some kid in a hot rod to pull up beside you and that boom, boom, boom are coming so loud you can hear it a mile away. They're not ashamed of the wickedness of the world. Why should we be ashamed of Jesus? He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Amen. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. He doesn't offend me, praise God. He magnifies my soul this morning. Amen. Man, courage me from the depths of my being. But He's referring to all here when He's speaking this. He said, blessed is he whosoever... Whosoever, that's all that He's referring to. He's referring to each and every one of us. That offending, there's nothing about Jesus, Brother Rex, that offends. He's perfect and upright in every way. If we could only be so good. Amen. I find a lot of people offensive. I mean, I do. A lot of people's sinfulness and their wicked ways offend me. As a Christian, we're not allowed to say that offends us. We're not allowed to be offended, I reckon. But one person can go into a school and they can go into the auditorium and see the school prior on the wall and say, well, I'm an atheist, and that offends me. And they get together and they take it off the wall. Well, you know what offends me? It's when they take that prior off the wall. Amen. Why should one person be able to? Because the squeaky wheel gets the grease and we ain't squeaking enough. Amen. We need to stand for something or we'll fall for anything. Amen. He said, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Have no reason to be. What would you be offended? His person. He was perfect as a person. He was the only perfect person that there's ever been. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm offended in his life. That life Jesus lived. Now, you know the kind of character he was. Yeah, he was perfect in his life. He never done anything harmful to anyone. Amen. Never said a harmful word to anyone.
If we could only be so good as the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, you know what really offended me? That death he died. Yeah, died on a cross, laid down his life for me and you. Old sinners, undeserving, hell-bent sinners.
Yeah.
Amen. That don't offend me. Praise God, I love my Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate what he did for me. Try to tell him every day, Lord, I thank you for taking my sin upon yourself. So I don't have to receive that sin debt that you paid for me. But you say, well, preacher, you know what really offends me about the Lord Jesus Christ? That doctrine that he taught. That doctrine that Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that teaching and instruction. That's what doctrine is, by the way.
Yeah.
These preachers get up and say, well, I'm not going to preach no doctrine today. Well, then they might as well go to the house because they're not going to tell you nothing. Amen? Doctrine is teaching and instruction from the Word of God. And if you're going, hey, if you ain't going to preach no doctrine, you might as well just shut up and sit down.
Amen?
Amen?
That's right.
Amen? But are you offended about what Jesus said, what he tried to teach us? How to do right, how to live right, how to act right, how to walk right? Amen? I'm not offended by that, praise God. Every time I get a hold of them little old nuggets from glory and they stir my soul to be a better me, praise God, to be a better daddy, to be a better husband, praise God, I say hallelujah, glory to God. But you know what the world does? They say, well, preacher, you know, I ain't gonna go there. I've been this way all my life. And have you heard that? And ain't nobody gonna change me. I've been this way all my life. I ain't changed. Now, you ought to been here last Sunday morning. I preached on forgiveness. Amen. We need to learn to be forgiving people. Amen. Hey, he said, if we can't forgive, we can't be forgiven. We better be careful. Amen. We better be careful. If we ain't able to forgive, praise God, he said he wouldn't forgive us. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, if you ain't willing to forgive somebody that's done you wrong, then praise God, you better not go cross the throne of glory and ask for him to forgive you because he ain't going to hear you. Amen. I'm just throwing this in. Lord just brought it to my heart. Hey, listen, you go to, he said, if you bring up your offering and you got an ought against somebody, he said, you go make it right and then you come back and I'll receive your offering. Amen. You, hey, if you ain't, in the eyes of God, if you ain't got things right in your life, you ain't got no offering to give. Hallelujah. What we need to do is go to God and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner for my old sinful heart and my old heart of deceit that's deceived me, and help me make it right with these down here, praise God, so I can stay right with you. Amen. There's nothing about the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ that bothers me. Amen. When it hits me, praise God, like a lot of people say, well, preacher, you sure stepped on my toes. Well, I ain't. Doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ won't step on your toes. It'll push on your heart. Amen. And you know what? When I hear that, when that Holy Ghost of God knocks on my old chest, I just fall on my face. I say, oh, Lord, that's me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me my sin. Help me to be a better person. You say, well, preacher, you don't know how people's wronged me. Sure they have. What Paul say? He said, sometimes you just have to take a wrong as a child of God. Sometimes you just got to take the wrong, praise God. Be the better person and just stand up and say, Lord God, I love you and I just want you to help me in every situation. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good stuff. That's doctrine. I ain't ashamed of that this morning. It helps my heart and it'll help yours too if you let it. Amen. And then there's the fellowship. Those followers of Christ. Oh, preacher, you know, it offends me. People just swarming over the Lord, just, you know, these church nuts, these old Bible thumpers. Amen. I don't want to be one of them old Bible thumpers. Praise God, call me an old fogey, call me a Bible thumper, call me what you will. But praise God, nothing offends me about being a follower of Christ.
Amen.
Nothing at all offends me about saying I'm a child of the King. I mean, I know I fail him. I know I break his heart all the time. But there's nothing that he's ever done. Are you hearing me? There's nothing that he's ever done, praise God, to hurt me.
Amen.
Amen. He's always been there for me, and he always will be. There's nothing he's ever done that offends me. There's nothing he's ever done that caused me to be offended in him. Amen. None of them things have caused me to be offended. He said, blessed is he. Whosoever, that's everyone, shall not be offended in me. Amen. It means to deter, to be discouraged. in the Lord Jesus Christ because we're ashamed of what He's done, embarrassed in Him. I'm not embarrassed about the Lord Jesus Christ. We should never be embarrassed about what He's done for us. Amen? Because He said to those that believe in Him, those that believe in Him, that believe on Him, those lost sinners that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, believe on Him, to trust in Him. He said, I'll save them. I want to say this morning, listen to me, I'm done. There's nothing that offends me about my salvation. There's nothing that should offend you or make you easy about your salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. The only way you'll get it this morning is through the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Because He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, you go and tell John. He said, art thou he? He said, you go and tell John again all the marvelous things I've done. Amen. How I healed the blind, made the lame to walk, and the lepers, cleared the leprosy. Amen. All these things I've done, made the deaf to hear, and raised the dead to life. He said, you go tell John that he had to decrease. He said, but I'm increasing. And he said, the gospel's going out. That good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, it's going out to the world. People's hearing it, and they're getting right, and they're getting in. Preparing for glory in these last days that we live. He said, you go tell John, amen, just lay back in the prison house, not to worry about a thing. You say, hey, tell him he done a good work. He fought a good fight. He kept the faith. He said, you go tell him. He said, you tell him, I'll take it from here. Amen. And they went back. I can just envision my mind. I know I'm crazy. You just leave me alone. I can envision my mind. Them old fellas went back to John. And they told him what Jesus said. He said, John, Jesus said, just to tell you again, remind you again of all the marvelous things He's done. Yeah. All the magnificent deeds He came to perform. To be the Savior of the world, said John. He said, come tell you that. And he said, you just go ahead and decrease. And he said, I'm going to increase. I believe old John kicked back in that prison cell, sung him about three verses of Amazing Grace. Amen. Praise God, praise God. And he said, hey, glory to God, my labor here's over. Amen. He said, my time draweth nigh. I'm going to be with my Lord forevermore. Could you imagine? Amen. He said, He's the one. He's the promised Messiah. He's the one this morning, church. Right there, is He the one that you're looking to? Is He the one that you're running to? Is He the one that's brought you through all that? Is He the one that's healed you from your blindness? Hey, if you're blind this morning, He'll help you to see. Amen. If you're deaf, if it's hard for you to hear the Word of God, amen, He's here this morning to help you to hear and understand. If you're lame, if you're crippled in your sin, praise God, He's here this morning to lift you up and out of that mess. And He said, if you're here to listen this morning, He said, that external that's going around the world, He said, it'll become internal in you. This morning, if you want it, you can have whatever kind of relationship you want with God this morning if you want it. He said, you go and tell John again that things are looking all right on the other side. I tell you, it's tough. And they may be a great falling away around us, but praise God, we're not the people that fall away. We're the people that get closer and closer every day. Even so, the more, praise God, gathering as we see today approaching. Amen. Calling upon the Lord, because that's where our power lies.